The NFL playoffs are almost here, but it's not too late to get in on regular season action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can finish the season strong with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel has so many ways for you to pick up a W. Not only can you bet on who will win the game, but FanDuel also has bets for which players will score a touchdown, how many points each team will score, and so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. This way, you'll be all set for the biggest games of the year. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan for your chance at $250 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Let's look back at the situation that happened in Las Vegas with the Cybertruck and the lithium battery. That was a pretty intense fire, and from my understanding, you can't just put lithium out with water. So what's the appropriate thing to do here in those types of situations?
Well, anytime that you have an electric vehicle that has lithium ion batteries and it goes into what we call thermal runaway, which is when the battery gets damaged enough that it takes off and creates an intense heat, you're not going to be able to put it out with a conventional means. By cooling it down with water is how we put a normal fire out, normal engine compartment fire or auto fire. You know, by using a large amount of water, we can get that fire under control. With the lithium ion batteries, the problem is, you're not going to be able to cool it. You're not going to be able to keep that from burning because it's in thermal runaway. It's not using an oxygen-based fire like a normal fuel fire would be. It's actually creating its own heat and ignition sources from the battery itself. And that's what causes those batteries to burn until there's no more fuel left. And they basically have to burn themselves out to go out. You can use a large amount of water to keep it under control. You're protecting the exposures around other buildings, other vehicles that are near a vehicle like that. But, you know, you're definitely going to have a harder time and need a lot more water to do that.
So what about like a powder or a foam-based fire retardant? Is that something that's a viable?
Again, those types of fire retardants, what they do is they basically suffocate the oxygen from the fire. So using a dry chem extinguisher or any type of other chemicals like that is not going to work on a lithium ion battery fire because it's not burning because of the oxygen. It's producing its own fuel to burn. And it's going to burn until it's out. By taking away the oxygen is not going to stop the fire.
Now, these cars, obviously they have different battery sizes in them too, which can add to the intensity of them, but I've seen things where, you know, you're driving on the freeway and a rock kicks up and hits the lithium cell batteries underneath it and can puncture and can start the fire. Is that true, or have you seen anything like that?
Well, they're made very well. The manufacturers have gone through a lot of experimenting and testing. Not the case. Yes, can a vehicle get in an accident that does, you know, somehow cause egress into the battery compartment and can cause that fire. Yes, that can happen, but they are protected and designed so that just normal objects aren't going to cause that.
How scary is this for firefighters to have to deal with these types of fires? Like, there's not much you can really do.
Well, it's a different way. It's something we have to approach looking at it a different way. It can be, I'm not going to say the word scary because the firefighters are prepared to deal with what they have to deal with, but you're going to have to look at it from a different point of view. If you pull up on a vehicle fire and it's in the middle of a roadway and there's not really any exposure, and we realize recognize that it's an electronic vehicle with a battery fire, we're going to treat it a little different. We're going to, put water on it to cool it and keep anything else, from exposures, from igniting. But we're also going to know we have to call on other resources and get more water. It's not going to be one engine with its sufficient tank. It's going to have a water source or multiple engines to that scene to be prepared to be on that fire for a longer amount of time. If you're talking about a vehicle or some sort of scooter or electric motorbike or something that's stored in a garage or in a house or in an apartment, that's going to be scarier because we're not going to be able to put that fire out and stop it from spreading if it's inside of a structure. That structure is going to be affected by that. So that is where things are going to change with the way firefighters have to think about those types of fires. Can we isolate them? They have cooling misting nozzles. They have blankets that you can throw over vehicles or batteries to try to keep those fires at bay and try to protect the exposures. Always going to be possible. Probably not. I think what we're going to find is that it may be safer to not have an electric vehicle stored inside the garage. Maybe it has to be charging outside. Those sort of things we're looking at still. It's a lot of new technology. We're still trying to figure it out, but we are definitely tasked with coming up with alternatives here.
All right. And is there anything else about this that maybe I didn't ask you that you would think would be important to talk about?
I think we can't just point fingers at the manufacturers of vehicles or any other type of products that have lithium ion batteries. They are something that's useful to society. There are a lot of people are backing a lot of science into this, and not every one of them is going to start a fire. It's going to be a rare occasion, just like any other fire is. We just have to learn how to deal with that as firefighters, as we do our training, to learn to deal with what's facing us and how we're going to mitigate those situations.